energy. We only have one announcement today in that there is no RE and the nursery is not staffed. As always, you are welcome to use the nursery as needed, but you must remain with your child. Today's order of service includes announcements of other upcoming church activities, and everyone is welcome to join in. To stay current on services, events, and activities, check out our webpage at lcuuc.org and like and follow us on Facebook. Please take a moment at this point to silence all electronics you may have brought with you today as we begin our service. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to everybody here on this lovely Christmas morning. The opening words this morning call you into a worshipful space. Come, all ye faithful, come and celebrate the birth of a holy child, as so many have celebrated before. Emmanuel, God with us. Come and adore him. Come and make room in your hearts for the lessons of the Prince of Peace on this sacred morning. Come and let us worship here together. Please take a moment to say Merry Christmas, hello, or to just introduce yourself to the people nearest to you. Merry Christmas.
I'll light the chalice for you.
Let us be still in the darkness of our sacred space and listen to the quiet around us. For even in the quiet, there is gentle being with others. Let us feel the warmth of our community, knowing we are not alone. For in the quiet shadow is the glow of life within all. Let us know in the darkness the gift each candle bears, a small flame, a diminutive light, yet the wondrous gift to kindle another's glows. Let us be in awe at this moment as we light our chalice here, and the glow envelops this room. As hope for peace and goodwill fill this day, so may it be. Please rise in body or spirit and joining in our opening hymn, O Come Ye All Ye Faithful. The words are in your handout. Welcome to the Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church Christmas service. At LCUUC, we work to bring the world a message of hope and to share with all the sure and certain knowledge of universal grace. My name is Barb Adams, and I am the worship associate for this morning service. People come to LCUUC for many different reasons. And whether you came following a star or because you had nowhere else to be, you are welcome here. Shepherds and wise men, angels and stable owners and little drummer children, all are welcome here. We welcome the young family looking for a place to have their child, and we welcome the kings and queens who come bearing rich gifts. As a UUA recognized welcoming congregation, we welcome and affirm all people, regardless of who they love or what pronouns they use. Please join us for a few minutes for coffee in our social hall after the service this morning, and while you're there, find out more about our church. We are glad that you have chosen to be with us to celebrate and worship on this special day.
Out of the night, soft as the dawn, into the light, this child, innocent child, soft as a fawn. This child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art. Here in my arms, here he lies, trusting and warm, blessed in this morn, a child is.
I was pretty sure I wouldn't have a church full of small children today, given that it's actually Christmas morning. And it's very hard to take little people away from their presents. I see a couple of very short heads going, oh yes. So today's story for all ages is really for all ages. It was written over 1,900 years ago, and most of you have heard it. You've heard it multiple times. And I ask today that you listen as if it were for the very, very first time. Because this story is more relevant in our world now than it ever has been. And it came to pass that in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be taxed. And this enrolling and taxation was first made by Cyrenus, the governor of Syria. And everyone went to be enrolled, each one in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David. And he went to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child. And it came to pass while they were there that her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and she laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same country there were shepherds watching, keeping the night watches over their flocks to protect their sheep. And an angel of the Lord came down to them, and the brightness of God shone around them, and they were very much afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, because I bring you good tidings of great joy for all people. For on this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David." In the city, right down the street, the baby was just born. "And this is a sign for you. You'll know him when you see him. He'll be wrapped in swaddling clothes and he'll be laying in a manger." And suddenly with that angel, there were a multitude of angels all praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." And after the angels departed and went back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see that this word has come to pass. Let's find out for ourselves, is this true?" And they came quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying in the manger, and seeing, they understood that the word which had been spoken to them concerning the child was true. And all that they heard and wondered, all those things were true. And Mary pondered everything in her heart. And the shepherds returned to their fields at last, praising and glorifying God for all the things that had happened and all they had seen. And after 8 days, the child was circumcised, and his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was ever conceived in the womb. Amen. Our offering words this morning are adapted from the words of Reverend Dr. Victoria Weinstein. And she says, "The purpose of the church is to encourage all who gather there to grow more generous in spirit and in action. This is the great end to all the world's faith traditions, to bring a human being closer to the divine by acts of creation and compassion. We take an offering that allows us to exercise that all-important generosity of spirit, an offering which will support this self-supporting church and its ministries. And more specifically today, this is the second offering for the Minister's Discretionary Fund. This is the fund that allows us to help members who need us during the year, lets us buy food, gas, pay for an appliance that's broken, buy a child a new pair of gym shoes. This money does not come out of the church's budget, but comes out of the offerings for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So for the Minister's Discretionary Fund, this morning's offering will now be given and received. Thank you. Thank you so much for these gifts for the given and received for the life and the work of this community. One of the reasons that we have a church and one of the reasons that we come together here in community is to be able to share the good and the bad and the holidays and the low days and everything in between. Before any service, you can always come up to the candle table and silently light a candle for yourself to commemorate something. But during the service, we speak aloud together, and our worship associate lights our candles for us. So if anybody who has a joy or a concern that they want to share, please raise a hand, and the ushers will bring you a microphone.
I have a joy and a concern. If we could have some warm thoughts and prayers for Matt's mom. She is at Frederick's. She did a compound break on her leg and two surgeries so far and about 3 months in long-term care. And I have a joy that my brother and his family are flying in tomorrow and they're going to be here all week and it's going to be great.
I'd like to light a candle for this family that came to church today and these parents who created a Christmas miracle for their children.
I have a joy. Terry here has made my dream come true. I wanted to get a horse and I set up a note at a gas station, and a week later, Terry calls my dad, and I'm dancing around my house for 2 hours.
I have a joy and a concern. My concern is prayers for actress Carrie Fisher. She suffered a heart attack or some kind of complications while in flight. She's doing better, I guess. She's stable. So may the force be with her. And my joy is for family and being together this Christmas with my brother home, and also for the blessings of pets that bring so much joy to our lives, past and present.
My name is Eric. Please light a candle of joy for some of the special food at this time of the year. Hazelnuts, dark chocolate, capers, eggnog, all the good stuff.
I have a joy. I have a joy. I want to thank my mom here and for always encouraging me to go farther, and then my babysitter for teaching me how to clean. My sister for yelling at me, and my dad for letting me stay up late. The best one of all.
Thank you. You win Christmas. And we light our last candle today for all of those joys and all of those sorrows which we hold so deeply, but which we have not been able to speak aloud here today.
Of course, they never consulted us. They were wise men, kings, star readers, and we merely transportation. They simply loaded us with gifts and turned us towards the stars. I ask you, what would a king know of choosing presents for a child? Had they ever seen a baby born to such simple folks, so naked of pretension, so open to the wind? What would such a child care for perfumes and gold? Far better to have asked one born in the desert, tested by wind and sand. We saw what he would need, the gift of perseverance, a continuing on the hard way, making do with what there is, living on what you have inside, the gift of holding up under a burden, of lifting another with grace, of kneeling to accept the weight of what you must bear. Our footsteps could have rocked him with the rhythm of the road, shown him comfort in a harsh land, the dignity of continually moving forward. But the wise men were not wise enough to ask. They simply left their trinkets and admired the rustic view. Before you knew it, we were turned again towards home, carrying men only half willing to be amazed. But never mind. We saw the baby, felt him reach for the bright tassels of our gear. We desert amblers have our ways of seeing that you chatterers must miss. The child at heart knows something about following a star. Our gifts are given. Have no doubt. His life will bear the print of who we are. Here ends the first reading. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing the First Noel in your handout.
Emmanuel means God is with us. Who is your Emmanuel? Who is your God is with us? The one you personally were promised. The one you have been waiting for. For the ancient prophet Isaiah, he was a boy soon to be born who would guide the people of Judah back to peace and harmony with God. He would bring hope for victory and greatness in the tribe. He would be a gift from God to his chosen people. Who is your Emmanuel, your God with us? For Christians, he is Jesus of Nazareth, the baby of the Christmas story, who grew up to be a remarkable teacher among the Jewish people, whose ideas about love and forgiveness and justice change the world forever. Who is your Emmanuel, your God with us? Perhaps your Emmanuel is a political leader, standing for the rights of the oppressed, a Martin Luther King or a Gandhi, a Mother Jones, someone fighting for Black Lives Matter, someone standing up with the water protectors at Standing Rock. Perhaps in their work with people, you feel God is with us. Perhaps your Emmanuel is an artist, bringing transcendence to the human spirit and lifting our hopes and dreams to the light. A J.S. Bach, a Martha Graham, a William Shakespeare. Perhaps it's an artist not even yet born who will come to you 10 years or 15 years from now. Who is your Emmanuel? Perhaps it's a child created from our bodies, a child who's filled with the potential to do every great thing. Your promise from God that the world has hope for justice and for beauty. Because in the presence of a child, we too can feel that God is with us all. So please join me in just a moment of silent meditation or the spirit of prayer.
This is titled Christ Climbed Down by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and ran away to where there were no rootless Christmas trees hung with candy canes and breakable stars. Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and ran away to where there were no gilded Christmas trees and no tinsel Christmas trees. And no tin foil Christmas trees, no pink plastic Christmas trees, and no gold Christmas trees, and no black Christmas trees, and no powder blue Christmas trees hung with electric candles and encircled by 10 electric trains and clever cornball relatives. Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and ran away to where no intrepid Bible salesmen covered the territory in their two-tone Cadillacs, and where no Sears Roebuck creches completed with a plastic babe in manger arrived by parcel post, the babe by special delivery, and where no televised wise men praised the Lord Calvert whiskey. Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and ran away to where no fat, handshaking stranger in a red flannel suit and a fake white beard went around passing himself off as some sort of North Pole saint, crossing the desert to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in a Volkswagen sled drawn by rollicking Adirondack reindeer with German names and bearing sacks of humble gifts from Saks Fifth Avenue, for everyone's imagined Christ child. Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and ran away to where no Bing Crosby carolers groaned of a tight Christmas, and where no Radio City Angels ice skated wingless through a winter wonderland into a jingle bell heaven daily at 8:30 with midnight mass matinees. Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and stole away into some anonymous Mary's womb again. Where in the darkest night of everybody's anonymous soul, he waits again, an unimaginable and impossibly immaculate reconception. The very craziest of second comings. Here ends the second reading. Please rise in body and spirit and join in singing "What Child Is This?" The words are in your handout.
Before there was television and the internet and all the exciting and marvelous things we have with us today, Christmas time was a time for stories. And entire families would sit around and they would save their absolute best stories for Christmas Day. One of the traditions we've gotten away from, and no, I am not revisiting, I'm not this terrible, was the ghost story on Christmas. And I suggest if you ever get a chance, check out some of the very traditional British Christmas ghost stories. They're marvelous. Jacob Marley and company were born very much out of that tradition. The Woman in White. But today's Christmas story is one from a closer source. This is from Robert Fulghum's book, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, and it's called Hong Duck, The One-Man Christmas Choir. Fulghum writes, a Sunday afternoon it was, some days before Christmas, with rain and wind and cold, winter's gloom, oh, tidings of comfort and joy, fa-la-la-la-la. This holy hour was jarred by a pounding at the door. Now what? Deep sigh. opening it, resigned to accept whatever bad news was in wait, I am nonplussed, a rather small person in a very cheap Santa Claus mask, carrying a large brown paper bag, out thrust, and he says, "Trick or treat!" What? "Trick or treat!" Tongue-tied, I stare. He shakes the bag at me, and dumbly I get out my wallet and I find a dollar and I drop it in. The mask lifts up, and it's an Asian kid with a $10 grin, taking up most of his face. "You want to hear some caroling?" he says. His English is sing-song. I know him now. I know him. He belongs to a family settled into the neighborhood by Quakers only last year. Boat people, Vietnamese, I think. Refugees, anyway. He stopped by at Halloween with his sisters and his brother, and I filled their bags. Hong Duck is his name. He's maybe 8. "Want to hear some caroling?" he says again. "Sure. Where's the choir?" "I'm it," he says. And he launched forth with this up-tempo rendition of Jingle Bells at full lung power. This was followed by an equally enthusiastic rendering of what I swear sounded like "Hark the Hairy Angels Sing." And finally there was a soft-voiced, reverential singing of Silent Night. Head back and eyes closed. From the bottom of his little heart, he poured out the last strains of "Sleep in Heavenly Peace" into a gathering dark night. I was wet-eyed, absolutely dumbstruck by his performance. I got back in my wallet. I pulled a $5 bill out of the wallet, and I dropped it into the paper bag. In return, he produced half a candy cane from somewhere in his pocket, and he passed it solemnly to me. Flashing that $10 grin, he turned and he ran from the porch, shouting, "God bless you!" and "Trick or treat!" And he was gone. Who was that masked kid? Hong Duck, the one-man choir, delivering Christmas door to door. I confess that I'm usually a little confused about Christmas. It's never made a lot of sense to me. It's unreal. Singing about riding in a one-horse open sleigh is ludicrous. I've never seen one, much less ridden in one. I've never roasted chestnuts by an open fire. I wouldn't know how if I had any. And I hear they're no big deal anyway. Wandering wise men raise my suspicions, and shepherds who spend their lives hanging about with sheep. They're a little strange, okay? I've never seen an angel either. And boy, my experience with virgins is really limited. The appearance of a newborn king doesn't interest me. I'd just as soon settle for some president. Babies and reindeer stink. I've been around them both. I know this one. The little town of Bethlehem is a pit, according to those who've been there. Singing about things I've never seen or done or wanted. Dreaming about a white Christmas I've never known where I live. Christmas isn't very real to me. And yet, I'm too old to believe in it, and I'm too young to give up on it. I'm too cynical to get into it. And I'm too needy to stay out of it. Trick or treat. After I shut the door, I came near to hysteria. Laughter and tears. And that funny, ridiculous feeling you get when you know that somehow, again, Christmas has come and it's come to you. Right down the chimney of my midwinter hovel came Saint Hong Duck. He is confused about the details, like me. But he's very clear about the spirit of the season. It's an excuse to let go and to celebrate. It's to throw yourself into the holiday with all that you have, wherever you are. "I'm it," says he. "Where's Christmas?" I ask myself. "I'm it," comes the echo. "I'm it." Head back, eyes closed, voice raised in whatever song I can muster the courage to sing. "God, it is said, once sent a child upon a starry night that the world might know hope and joy." I am not sure that I quite believe, well, in all the baggage heaped on that story in 2,000 years. But I am quite sure that I believe in Hong Duck, the one-man Christmas choir shouting trick or treat door to door. I don't know who or what sent him, but I know I am tricked through the whimsical mischief of fate into joining the choir that sings of joy and hope. Through that child, I've been treated to Christmas. Now that's the end of Fulgham's story. And I love that story because it reminds me to stop a minute and to take away all of the layers, all of the baggage that have been added to the Christmas story over the last 2,017 years. And to remember that through a child, I've been treated to Christmas. I don't know about you all, but I get it wrong every year. My presents look like they've been wrapped by a bug with some kind of spasms. The food's never all hot at the same time. Somebody peeves somebody the week prior, and somebody isn't speaking to somebody else. Every year. My outfit has a gravy splotch. I didn't pray well enough. I get convinced God is mad at me or he wouldn't have made my turkey do that. I don't buy enough. I don't give enough. I didn't get enough. The tree doesn't look right. The ornaments are lopsided. Baggage. This story reminds me to take that off. A little bitty refugee child was born to brown-skinned, unmarried refugee parents. That child was born to a mom whose baby's daddy was not the same thing as the man walking next to her. And it was okay anyway. He loved her anyway. He married her anyway. Really okay. Not in spite of, but didn't matter. The child was called Emmanuel, God with us, better known as Jesus. In 1809, a traveler going through Kentucky stopped at Hanks's store and asked, as travelers were wont to do, "Anything happening around here lately?" Looking for news of weddings and funerals. And he was told, "No, nothing ever happens around this part of Kentucky. Just a baby born out at the Lincoln cabin last night, that's all. Just a baby. Abraham Lincoln. Just a baby in a manger. Jesus of Nazareth. Just a baby. You never know what's going to happen in the world because just a baby was born. Every just a baby is magical. In Bethlehem, the innkeeper didn't know who he was turning away. Even Mary couldn't fully imagine what it all meant. What child is this? That's the question the world asks over and over. Is this the special child? Is this the child angels are waiting for? Is this the child who will bring peace, save us, save the world, cure cancer? Is it this one? What child is this? And the sad side of that is this child one we can ignore? Is this child one that isn't special? Jesus didn't show up as a warrior leading a vast army. He didn't throw thunderbolts and smite his enemies into dust. He was born in a barn, fully human, fully God. And he grew up and he said, I'm it. It's me. One man choir. Listen, and I'll tell you about a better way. He said, love your neighbor. And listen, this is the important bit. They're all your neighbor. So see me in every face, because what you do to them, you do to me. And I'm it. And then he said, one more thing. I want you to do the same. I want you to rise up and say, I'm it. Nobody else is coming right now, and we don't know which baby to pay attention to, so I'm it. And I'm going to sing my heart out. He asks that you recognize today and every day that a child is born as a holy day. And to see that you too are the holy child awaited by angels. You're it. You too can bring Christmas. Christmas is the day that light and hope are reborn in a hurting world, and you're it. It's the day when love is embodied and carried out to save the rest of us from despair. It's the day when all humans recognize they are one great family and no one gets left outside the door. So when the wise men come looking and when the angels search for the child so they can sing, get up. Say, I'm it. Right here. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm it. Go ahead and sing to me. Emmanuel, God with us. Who is your Emmanuel? You are. And he is, and she is, and they are. Emmanuel, God with us. Open your heart and welcome Emmanuel in on this day and every day. Be the love which has come to earth. Hear that story as your own. Rise up and say it proudly, I'm it. I'm it. And sing the songs you know how to sing. You're it. Amen.
We extinguish this chalice and we carry the warmth of the Christmas star out into the world. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
I want to hear y'all on this one now.
Over the hills and every
unto you a child is born. Arise and shine, for the light of the world has come. Carry his message into the world, and may his love shine upon you always. Peace, and may it be so.